Well, folks, there's so much in the news right now about the polls. And to be honest with you, I'm so tired of the polls and what they say, because in 2016, they didn't mean that much. And I don't know how they're going to be better this time. But, you know, quite frankly, I think we're all tired of hearing about the polls. And that's a lot of what's on the news right now. But I found this article, and I mentioned this in one of my previous podcasts, that I thought it would be kind of interesting, a little bit of a sidebar to all of the other news that's going on right now, basically centered around polls and all that kind of stuff. So this one is about, it's from Politico magazine. It's an opinion piece that was written by a retired brigadier general, and it's entitled, "Is President Donald Trump a Flight Risk?" And until I read this, I really didn't give it too much thought. But when you put some of the pieces together, it does make sense that Donald Trump just might try to get the hell out of Dodge. So this article is a Politico.com article. I'll have the link in my description for the podcast on this episode. So you can check it out there if you'd like to look at it a little bit more in further detail. But it's written by retired Brigadier General Peter B. Zwack. And Brigadier General Peter B. Zwack retired from the U.S. Army in 2015 after a 34-year career in tactical and strategic military intelligence and as a foreign area officer. He goes on to say that earlier this month at a campaign rally in Macon, Georgia, President Donald Trump mused aloud to the crowd about what he might do if he loses the election on November 3rd. "Maybe I'll have to leave the country. I don't know," he said. So was that just something that he throws out there like he often does? Or was that a true signal that Trump might actually try to abandon, and some might just say flee, our shores and seek refuge elsewhere if he's routed by a Joe Biden victory? So General Zwack goes on to say that during my long military intelligence career, I spent countless hours with my peers working on diverse what-if contingency scenarios in complex locales such as the Balkans and Afghanistan. And to him, Trump appears to be a classic flight risk. He goes on to say that if he loses, he will no longer have protection from an avalanche of charges and lawsuits against him, his family, and the Trump Organization. His years of alleged tax evasion will be officially scrutinized and far more publicly than before he held office. He will no longer be able to claim falsely that his taxes are still under audit and unavailable. Trump properties and investments could be frozen, seized, or plummet in value. The true nature of his extraordinary personal financial debt, recently reported as $421 million. It's phenomenal. The nature of that debt, and we all want to know, who does he owe that money to? That will be exposed, and his likely foreign creditors are going to be revealed. Surely adding to his worries was the announcement on October 15th, just not that far back, by the Internal Revenue Service that is indicting Robert Brockman, a wealthy Houston software magnate, in its largest tax fraud case ever. The action that's against Brockman shows that the IRS is not afraid to go after big fish who attempt to circumvent their tax obligations. So who is Brockman? Well, according to Bloomberg.com, Brockman was charged with using a web of Caribbean entities to hide $2 billion in income. And Brockman, who is 79 years old, used a family charitable trust based in Bermuda and other offshore entities to hide assets from the IRS. So they're not afraid to go out there and grab some of these high-profile people. And I think that Donald Trump might qualify as a high-profile person. The article goes on to say that while it's rare among leaders of developed democracies, during the past 50 years, we've seen a number of high-profile flights by national leaders facing major legal, political, or societal problems at home. These include Bolivian President Evo Morales, who fled Mexico just last year, Viktor Yanukovych, who fled to Russia in 2014, and Ferdinand Marcos. So in Morales' case, he only stepped aside after the military chief called on him to quit. And the military has always been the biggest boot for these people. Unfortunately, it always comes down to the military, doesn't it? Having to get rid of these barnacles of power that just don't want to leave. Let's hope this election doesn't come down to the military, for God's sakes. So, this article goes on to say that if Trump loses badly, it's conceivable he could plan a stealth departure sometime during the 11-week period before Inauguration Day, while he still has some of the protection of a legal immunity as a sitting president. So leaving U.S. airspace before he resumes the status of private citizen at noon on January 20th would allow him to escape, or at least delay dealing face-to-face with many of the creditors and lawsuits, the article says. Classic indicators of preparation for such a move would include fast sales of domestic properties and investments and a quiet amassing of wealth offshore, out of reach of U.S. authorities. A chilling alternative, he says, however fanciful, could arise if Trump flees abroad after losing a close, viciously contested election. Hunkered down in a foreign country, willing to provide sanctuary, he could conceivably style himself as a president in exile and incite his diehard American followers to resist the election results. A degree of domestic upheaval and dangerous division would linger on for an extended period of time until the new administration is able to foster calm and unity. I mean, inciting chaos doesn't seem like this something this president would do, does it? I mean, really, do you think that Donald Trump would be capable of inciting chaos like that? So how might this all happen? The choice could be as brazen as not reboarding Air Force One while out of the country at a conference or summit. While on U.S. shores, Trump could find a creative way to slip his Secret Service detail and fly away in a friend's private jet or a foreign aircraft. Sailing away into international waters would also be a plausible option. And, folks, the article concludes by saying, I fervently hope that we won't face such a disturbing turn of events. But if there is anything to learn with this president, it is to expect the unexpected. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.